My name is Xiaowei from Vanderbilt University, and I'm going to talk about our ongoing work protecting web-based portal for the security and privacy of electronic MAC records. So we know that the patient portals provide online access to a huge amount of information of patient record. So we can easily see that it's an essential link in securing the patient MAC records. So also, so we see some real-world cases where the data can be leaked from the flawed patient portal. So in a real-world case is that in August 2000, so over 800 patient records, information was leaked from through a KP online. It's a web-based healthcare portal just because of simple program model that was integrated into this patient portal. So the development and deployment of the secure patient portal can be non-trivial because as a web-based application, it suffers from all of the common vulnerabilities. We have to secure the patient portal from all this type of attacks. And the second thing is the implementation of complex and the security policy that is implemented into this patient portal can be complex and dynamic in the clinical environment. Because we know that we have to implement access control model to reflect the hierarchical organizational data access. And also, the security policy can be changing due to the clinical workflow, the context. And also, we see that more and more patient portals are integrating into with other components, like billing models and other third-party web services. So this can introduce new problems when the integration happens because we have to prevent the data leakage through the logic flaws within the integration or the side channel attacks. So to hands on this project, we select a representative electronic medical patient portal, OpenEMR. This is a very popular open source patient portal, and it is certified by the organizations. But however, we see this portal, this portal has been reported to contain a number of vulnerabilities, such as cross-site scripting, SQL injection stuff, and also more disappointingly, this old version of this portal also contains a serious authorization flaw, which allows the attacker to create a new administrator account just because the user ad page doesn't check the user role when the attacker requests to add a new admin account. So to solve this problem, so we propose to establish a two-tier defense architecture that are deployed around this patient portal and leave this patient portal untouched. So we can see from the figure that we have two security checking points. The first one, the request blocker, will look at all of the incoming web traffic from the clients, and it will identify the malicious web request and prevent sensitive information from being revealed to the attackers. And the second security checkpoint is that the EMR protector, which is positioned to isolate the EMR database from the potentially vulnerable patient portal to inspect the SQL queries that was sent to the patient EMR database by the patient portal to target on more specific or sophisticated attacks against the patient portal. And both of the security checking points have to consult a central decision engine to evaluate the incoming traffic. And this central decision engine will maintain a repository of security policies we want to implement and enforce. So to help generate the security configuration or specifications and to minimize the manual efforts in specifying those policies, so we propose that we can implement an inference engine that can automatically infer those security policies from the real world web traffic. And those security specifications can reflect the dynamic and context clinical environment. So this specification, we try to identify contain two types. The first type is called a rule-based specification, where we look at the real web traffic, including the web requests, web responses, and SQL queries, SQL responses, and we try to identify and extract these deterministic patterns from those traffic. And to do this, we symbolize those traffic and try to model the traffic. And based on models, we can extract some rules from this. For example, here, in the case of OpenEMR, so we can identify the pattern that in a normal situation that when this user ad page is accessed, the current user role has to be administrator at all times. And the second type of rules we want to identify is called evidence-based. So basically, we analyze all the logs from the user session data, and we try to extract some statistical features from these audit logs. So, for example, the right figure shows that in the user session when the caregiver tried to access some patient record, so we can identify the sequential relationship between those accesses among the different roles and among different patient records. So this is very unlikely that the record of the patient with a specific symptom like a heart attack will be accessed by a physician from an irrelevant department. So what are the benefits of our approach that we can? We try to abstract the security implementation and tracking out of the specific patient portal so that we can easily verify or adapt our security functions to other patient portals. The second benefit is that the automatic inference will scale for the complex and the dynamic complex business logic and handle some dynamics in the clinical environment. And also, if some new security mechanisms are proposed, we can easily plug in them into our defense architecture. And currently, we have implemented the request blocker and the EMR protector based on two previous systems we have implemented for general purpose applications. And also, those two models can support the automatic inference of the rule-based specification. So in the future, we need to enhance the inference engine with evidence-based features to handle the clinical dynamics. And also, we would like to better integrate the request blocker and the EMR protector with the central decision machine to better protect the patient portal. So finally, this work was supported by NSF Trust. So thank you.
Hi, David Coates from Dartmouth College. The core idea seems to be to wrap the existing EMR system with the two pieces that sit on either side of it to protect against requests or leakage of data or malformed SQL. It seems like this idea, and I don't work in this space, would have been tried in other sorts of web-based systems. Is that commonly true, or is there something different about the healthcare or EMR case?
Yep. This is a very good question. So we have seen a lot of like firewall stuff, application firewall that can be deployed in front of some websites. That's right. So this is a similar setting and approach. But the thing is, the specific challenge in the healthcare domain that the security policy and the security specification has to be linked with the specific clinical context or semantics. Right, so it's not a generic firewall stuff. Just look at the request or parameters. So we have to link those tracking to the specific clinical domains and semantics. So I think that's the challenge, I guess. is differentiate our work from other generic firewall stuff.
How's it going? I'm Jim O'Leary. I used to work at Microsoft. I created Health Vault with a bunch of other people and sort of like all the other offerings there. You mentioned side channel attacks on one of your earlier slides. Does this address side channel attacks? And if not, why not? If so, which ones?
Currently, I don't think we can address this type of attacks because, it's a very specific attack. And this is our future objective. So we just want to say that this might be a general approach to solve different problems.
Hey, Tamara Denning, UW. So I have like a half question, half comment. To me, I thought the most interesting part of this was you're talking about the inference engine, which it sounds like you've done maybe some of the rule-based ones, but maybe not so much the evidence-based ones.
Yep.
Because for me, like I saw that and I said, well, wow, you should passively install that somewhere to monitor accesses in, current systems with giant EMR deployments and hospitals to try to develop rules that better meet their needs. So I guess I'm kind of wondering why it is that you are looking at that, in the context of patient portal access rather than like in a hospital deployment, and if you're looking at using it there also, if that made any sense.
I guess your question is how do we, why do we do this in the specific clinical domain?
Right, as opposed to, it seems like that's the most sort of interesting and different part of the work, and I'm wondering if you're looking at pursuing that further to help refine policies in inside of hospitals.
Yes. So insight that sometimes it's a lot of pain to specify the security policies or like just the firewall signatures or stuff. So we want to help this procedure and minimize the manual efforts involved in this procedure. So we want to see if we can automatically generate those types of policies or specifications from the traffic or from all the logs we have at hand, so.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Patrick Morrison, NC State University. The rules, for example, the user add access, you should be an administrator. Was that something, was the inference engine able to detect anything else out there like that? Did it create its own rules, or was that something fed to it?
Right now, our inference engine can identify like two types of specific attacks, like such as this example when the user add page is accessed. So this type of authentication bypass flow attack. So we can identify when each request is sent to the patient portal, what the session information should be, and what type of session information should be, and also when we can inspect some specific request parameters that sent with the request to determine whether this parameter is malicious or not. And for example, if you send a request, like if you want to retrieve a patient information with the ID, patient ID, so we can see this if this ID is the same as the current user to determine whether we should allow this request sent to the patient portal.
And so when you say we, that's reviewing the logs of the behavior of the system? Is that a person, or is we the inference engine?
The inference engine can generate the this type of rules from the logs.
Okay.